KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 11 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 9. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, slick roads may have contributed to an accident early this morning near the Interstate 80 Highway 71 interchange northeast of Atlantic. Dispatch reports from the Cass County Communications Center indicated a two-vehicle accident involving a pickup and a semi-tanker truck happened at the I-80-71 interchange at around 5:35 a.m. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene. The 36-year-old driver of the pickup, who was from Nebraska, was transported to the Cass County Hospital. A report on his injuries is not currently available, and the semi's tractor was reportedly leaking a small amount of fuel from one of its tanks following the collision. Deputies reported the roads to be slick this morning, and the Iowa DOT's website at 511ia.org show that all roads north of the intersection of Highways 71 and 92 and west of there are partially to mostly covered with snow, ice, or slush. And because of the road conditions this morning, especially some roads that have drifted over yesterday late as yesterday afternoon, there are some school districts that are starting late, and they include Audubon, a two-hour late start today at Audubon, also no early out for professional development. Charter Oak Ute is starting 2 hours late and no early out for professional development. Coon Rapids Bayard has a two-hour late start. Elkhorn Kimbleton and Exira are both starting 2 hours late this morning. And for students at the West Central Valley of Stewart School District, your buses are running on the hard surface roads only. KJAN News, time is 7:08.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Mm-hmm. They're 15% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
A snowplow driver for the Shelby County Road Department was cited for failure to maintain control Monday after the international dump truck he was driving went out of control and entered the ditch east off of Shelby County Road F-58, about 9 miles east of Corley. The Sheriff's Department said 45-year-old Tracy Klein of Harlan was plowing snow with the county truck when the accident happened Monday morning. There were no injuries, but the truck sustained about $80,000 damage. A male resident in a group home in Lenox was arrested Monday night for allegedly assaulting a member of the home's staff. According to the Lenox Police Department, authorities were notified about the incident at around 6 p.m. They were told the 51-year-old male resident of the facility, who was unidentified, had choked a female employee and was threatening to stab her with a knife. Police were able to disarm the man and take him into custody. He was brought to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital in Corning for treatment of injuries and then later taken to the Clarinda MHI, or Mental Health Institute, by the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say their investigation is ongoing and the case is being reviewed to determine if the man is competent to face charges. People and aging inmates with sexually aggressive or combative behaviors may have a place to go under a measure passed by the Iowa Senate. Lawmakers unanimously passed a measure Tuesday that would create a committee to study the need for a specialized long-term care facility for sexually aggressive or combative people. Bill sponsor, Senator Lynn Mathis, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says that nursing homes and residential care facilities are reluctant to accept geriatric people with dementia, Alzheimer's disease, or sexually aggressive and combative behaviors. The committee would be led by the Departments of Human Services and Inspections and Appeals. It would be comprised of stakeholders in public health and safety, mental health, corrections, and the AARP. The bill will now move on to the House for review. And in state news, or area news, Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall reminds residents of Cass County that your second half tax payments of real estate and mobile homes are now due. You can pay those taxes online at www.iowatreasurers.org. You can also use your credit or debit card for the payments to be made at the treasurer's office. The deadline for payments without penalty is Monday, April 1st. Payments postmarked by April 1st will be accepted without penalty. News time is 7:12.
This is Jay from Lineman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lineman Tractor.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lineman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Mm-hmm. They're 15% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
And the funeral announcements, Henry G. Jensen, age 72 of Red Oak, died Sunday. Funeral services for Henry Jensen will be held on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Evan Lauren King, age 100 of Atlantic, died Sunday. A gathering of family and friends of Lauren King will be held from 10:30 a.m. until noon on Thursday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bobby Tibkin, age 59 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bobby Tibkin will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwayne Jensen of Marion and formerly of Atlantic died Thursday in Casa Grande, Arizona. Services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Brownsberger, age 68 of Atlantic, died Monday in Cedar Rapids. A funeral service for Pat Brownsberger will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Randall Lauritsen, age 48 of rural Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Mert Adams Johnson of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Mert Johnson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.